Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow, and today we're going to continue our study on prayer, and I know this can be an exhaustive study from Genesis through Revelation. The Scripture teaches us about prayer, but I want to be real simple this morning and share with you a few things that prayer actually teaches us about God and His nature, His character. We're going to take three passages of Scripture out of the New Testament this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, the statement is made to continue in prayer. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 tells us, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." Those are the words of the Lord Jesus. Now, we find in those three passages that there ought to be a constant attitude of prayer from the child of God. I realize that can be difficult when we have to have our mind on secular things, when we're busy doing something maybe with our hands or feet or whatnot. I understand that, but what that is really teaching us is that we're to be mindful of God, conscious of God at all times, and that God, here are the three things I want to point out that teaches us, that it's so encouraging. One, God is always available. If the Lord would tell us to pray without ceasing, to continue in prayer, that men ought always to pray, if we are called to do that, then that means God is always available. I mean, I realize sometimes people that we want to talk to are not available. Sometimes the doctor is not available. Sometimes the lawyer is not available, or the counselor is not available. Sometimes trying to get hold of our child, they're not always available. But God is always available. That ought to encourage you right there. But there's more to be said. Number two, that teaches us that God is always interested. If He is commanding us and counseling us to pray without ceasing, to continue in prayer, and that men ought always to pray and not faint, the Lord wouldn't implement that in the Scriptures, that would not be part of His word and counsel if He was not interested. You know, it's one thing to talk to somebody that could help you. They're available, but they're not interested. Their eyes are shifty. It's like we're taking up their time, and we don't feel a sense of importance. Well, that is not the case with our Lord. Our Lord delights to hear us pray. He is very interested. This is why there is the call, the counsel, the command to pray without ceasing, because He is always available. He's always interested. But there's something else to mention here. And this is the grand finale to me. Because you see, it's one thing to be available, it's one thing to be interested, but it's another thing to be able to help. And you know, you've talked to people who were available and who were interested, but they couldn't meet the need. They didn't have the answer. They didn't have the ability to help you. But God wants us to know He is always able to meet the need. That, my friend, is a blessing. I don't know if some of you can remember the old Holiday Inn commercial. There's a scene where there's an accident on the road, and the first man to get out of his car to go help looks like he knows what he's doing. He's available. He shows interest in trying to help. And other drivers pull over and they inquire, are you a doctor? And he says, no, but I stayed in a Holiday Inn once. And so it's kind of humorous, referring to intelligent people stay at Holiday Inn. But the reality was, that guy was not a doctor. He was not able to help. Well, that's not the case with our God. Now, you may not always get the answer you want, but you'll always get the answer you need when you go to God. And if you're not getting the answer you want, it may be as you are going to God, God wants to give you something else. Or God just wants to give you some wisdom, some grace, some patience. It may be that God wants you to continue to pray. Don't give up, because your time with God is beneficial to you, as we talked about last week. But the emphasis here on today's study is these three characteristics of God. He's always available. He's always interested. And he's always able to help us pray. I'll add this in conclusion. One other thing this teaches us, these passages teach us in regards to prayer, they not only teach us these attributes of God, but they reveal to us our great need of God. You see, if you've ever been scuba diving, you need oxygen, or you won't last very long. You can only hold your breath so long, but with the scuba gear and those oxygen tanks, you can spend a lot of time under the water and you can see things that are absolutely beautiful. But if you lose the oxygen, you're done. You and I as believers, if we're going to live in this world the way God wants us to, and see what God wants us to see, and do what God wants us to do, we need to continue to inhale the Lord Jesus Christ, his presence, all day long. He'll give us wisdom, strength, direction. It is a natural effect that when we acknowledge him, he will direct our paths. All right, before I start rambling on to other directions, we're going to close it right here, and Lord willing, continue this study next week. I sure hope you have a great week, and I believe St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I'm Irish. I love green. So you have a great St. Patrick's Day. God bless you.